Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Chulin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Gimel. And we went a little bit ahead yesterday, I should say a lot ahead, and we got up to right before the Mishnah, and we wanted to know something completely new now, which is why we were able to stop here. I really couldn't stop earlier before, I apologize, but it was right in the middle of the sugya. So, basically, the question until now has been taken for granted that if we have somebody who is the katan, the chereshet of a katan, where we had a question of whether the katan would have actually a din bichlal of machshava. That, as we explained yesterday, that was an issue of non-misasik. It wasn't an issue of being able to be mekayim lishma. But how do we know, we want to know now, how do we know that the misasik is so fundamental that it would actually passel kachim? So, b'amin eshmul miravuna, minayin l'mitasik b'kodashim shuhu pasul. So, in the case that we had before, somebody was playing with knives, and he was throwing knives at a wall. And on the way, he shechted. If he shechted kachim, so then it's not considered to be a shechit at all vis-a-vis kachim, and it's completely possible. If he didn't have kavana, that's a different issue. Did not having kavana, we talked about before, in the beginning of Zvachim, so we talked about if he shechted without the kavana for the particular carbon and without the kavana for the particular individual, that is not a psul, because actually Bezdin even preferred that you not mess things up by having the wrong kavana. But there's a middle state, of course. The middle state is, did you have kavana for shechitas kachim? Now, Rashi over here explains that if you wanted the shecht, and you just had a kavana for a shechita bi'alma, so then it would be a kosher carbon. But the person who was supposed to be yotzi his neder was not yotzi his neder, because it wasn't brought for that. That is a big chiddush of Rashi over here. And he says that not everybody agrees with him, because he says this kaving the shum shechita bi'alma. If you had any kavana for a shechita, it then would be kosher because it's not misasik. Remember, misasik means you're not even aware really of what you're doing. So you were playing with the knives. But as long as you had a desire to shecht and had no intention of shechting kachim, it would be kosher because that's not a misasik. But it's still not considered to be the shechita of kachim that is even stam. Because shechita stam would mean I'm shechting for kodesh, but not this particular kodesh. And therefore, it would be a kosher shechita. But the shaila is, would it be oila labalim? Rashi says it's not oila labalim mishrim chova. So anyway, what's the marker? The marker is, says Rav Huna, it says, v'shachat et ben habakar, shetei shechita l'shem ben bakar. So then that means that there has to be this kavana that it should be specifically I should know what I'm doing, and that I want to actually shecht a ben bakar, meaning that I understand that it has simanim. I know what it is. It's an animal, and I want to be paisek bo simanim. On my law, so Shmuel said to Rav Huna, I knew that. I was asking. I asked, how do we know it's possible? And you're only telling me, how do I know that you're supposed to do it that way? But that wasn't my question. Zobi adenohi, I knew that. I was questioning la'akev minayin. How do we know that if you don't do it, that it would be possible? Ah, that. Tamud lomar lirtzon chem tizbachuhu. It has to be with your ratzon. Your ratzon implies lida'atchem zvochu. It should be with your full awareness. And that means that if not, you don't know, and it's referring to Zvochu, the act of Zvicha, has to be done to your full awareness. If not, it's not kosher. And now it's time for our missing special characters. No, we've got Doc. Oh my gosh. Just at that last minute, we are saved. Go for it, Doc.
Fangt unter heiligem Mishnah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that was a super Zucker Hale commission, I see. And listen, Doc wanted to get in the whole thing. He never knows if he's going to get a chance to actually do the first Perek, so he combined the two. Thank you for that very creative solution, Doc. Okay. Shchitat Oved Kochavim Nevela. So now we're starting a new sugya. The question over here is, what would be the din if a goy shechts? Now, when it says over here, Oved Kochavim, it doesn't mean literally that we know that he's Oved Kochavim. It's just another way of saying a non-Jew. So the shchita of an Oved Kochavim is completely not kosher, and it's actually a nevela that's betama b'masa, like any nevela. I mean, obviously, if it's not kosher, it's a nevela. Nevelas, once you tell me it's a nevela, I know it's betama b'masa. This must be coming to make a point, and the Gemara is going to question, so what's the point? But it seems to be just saying that it has all the dinim of a nevela, which means that even if you don't touch the actual nevela and you were just carrying the nevela, it's metame anyway, and remember, it's metame begodim, and so on, all the dinim that we learned about tumim. That points out the Gemara that when you say it's a nevela, you're simply stressing the fact that it's only a nevela. Because, you see, I might have thought that things are worse than that. It would be actually considered to be a shechita for purposes of Avodah Zarah. And if that were the case, then something that is shechted for Avodah Zarah is considered to be Isurei Hana'al, Siladran, Zivchei Meitim, and so on. So apparently, it's only Osir Ba'achila. Mantana, who is the man d'Omer that says that we do not have to be concerned that just because the person who did the shechita is an Eved Avodah Zarah, that that would mean that he had in mind shechting it for Avodah Zarah? Omer Rabbi Chiyab Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know who it isn't. It's certainly not Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, well, Omer Stam Machshavas Eved Kochavim is Avodah Kochavim. Oh, our neatly shorn Richie, the new man, beautiful. But he's late and he lost out to Doc this morning. My gosh. And not only that, Doc even took the end of the parrot before we got there and he gave us a fankton. You're going to have to try to outdo him at the end, Rich. Better start practicing now. It was pretty amazing. Anyway, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it would be Otsur even b'hana'ah, because he holds that if an Oved Kochavim does something, it's always with the intent for the good Lord Scroogey Bopper, and therefore it would be considered to be a takrov esakum. Rabbi Ami Omar, Rabbi Ami says there's also something else to learn from the Mishnah. I don't disagree with what you're saying. The Mishnah is saying it's only Otsur b'achila and not Otsur b'hana'ah. But you can also realize that the implication is shchita of a normal Oved Kochavim is an avela. But suppose something was shechted by a min, and we're talking about over here, as we'll see, we're talking about a Jewish min. So this guy is a bedafkenik alahachis Oved Avodah Zarah. Then we would have to assume that it is for Avodah Kochavim. It's only the shchita of an akum, but not of a min. And therefore, it would be Osir B'hana'ah, which, if Rabbi Ami is correct, which would mean that in this Mishnah, we're learning here only, of course, Beremez, but we're learning what it spells out in this Braita, the Tana Rabbana, Shchitat Min La'avodat Kochavim, something that was shechted by a min. We'll see, we're talking about a min Yisrael over here. And because the continuation only makes sense in terms of Yisrael, pito pat kuti. So the same gezeira that we have about not eating pat kuti, even before we made the kutim ka'akum l'chol dover, is osir, to be eaten. And yeno yayin nesach, we have to assume that his wine was actually poured out for Avodah Zarah, and it's osir. If he writes a Sefer Torah or various Sifrei Tanakh, we treat them like Sifrei Kosmim, and the halacha is that those Sfarim are burned, even if they have the Shemais Hashem and everything in there. makes no difference. We assume that his kavana in writing all of those shemais was for some other icon, some deity that he believes in. And it, even though he uses, like, Hashem Yirachem on that insane bridge of in Prague, you know, where they have Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot, God help us, and the whole reference is to Yoshka Pipik. I mean, this is, so that type of thing has to be burned. And Perotav Tvalim, he still apparently is definitely chayev, because he's not considered to be an akum who would take away the Kedushas Haaretz by owning it, and therefore it's chayev and tevel, but we don't believe that he took off Trumas HaMaisers. Yeshomrim Av Banav Mamzerim. Some say that somebody has got their phone, not, I don't know who it is, but whoever it is, please.
It's Doc.
Doc, your office is still online. Can we have can we have an appointment for the DAF? So his children are also mamzerim, because those kind of people are not really makbid on having their wives fool around or doing what do they call it, swapping. And that actually is the case. We know today that minim do that. And therefore, you have to be chayish for mamzerus. V'tanakama, Tanakamo didn't include that. He holds that a Yisrael, who's a min, ishto lo mafker, he still doesn't allow his wife to fool around with other men, and therefore his children, we don't have to be chayish, are mamzerim. We still go according to the rov. So now let's get back to the Mishnah. Shchitat Oved Kochavim is a nevela. But now, if you're telling me that there are two levels of the Avodah Zarah, I mean, there are just, you know, regular people who belong to that church, but then there's also a concept of a min, and a min, I mean, the goy could also be a min, meaning he could be, like, extremely committed to Avodah Zarah, and he's very frum, you know, and therefore all of his kavanas are, of course, for Avodah Zarah. So why don't we have to worry about that? The nechu shema minu, if you're telling me that it would actually be asurbana, Omer Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, there's no minim among the goyim. It's only the Jews that are insane. The goyim couldn't care less about their social religions and so on. So why would we be chayshish that there are minim? If he's a Jew, then he's nuts. So, you know, these Jews believe in anything. So because of that, you'd only would worry about a Jew who is a min. But a goy that you don't know is a min, you don't have to worry about. What do you mean there are no min? What is that supposed to mean? Well, I know plenty of minim. Or kachazina deikan, you got these extremely frum goyim. They go around from door to door, and they try to convert you, and it's like a whole deal, and everything they think about that they're constantly talking about, you know, is the precious so-and-so, you know. Like, okay, so what about those, you know, newborn Christians? What about them? Or kachazina deikan. We see that there are, and we don't mean that there aren't any. What Rabbi Baravua is saying is that ein rov ovdei kochavim mini. Look, yeah, of course there are some, but why would I be chayish for a miut? It's not something that is common. Where does he get that from? He holds, like, this incredible halach of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who quotes Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan had said that, amazingly, goyim who live in Chutz La'aretz are not really ovdei kochavim, even though they go to church and so on, because it's all become just the social religions. Nobody gives a hang about anything in Chutz La'aretz anyway. And therefore, it's minag avoteim biyadeim. The whole thing is just social. You know, so they go to church. They go to church because daddy went to church. I mean, it's nothing to do with a belief. They don't have beliefs that they really care about. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, everything is completely batal mavatal. It's not real beliefs. And because of that, so Tosfos says, what does that have to do with our issue? We're not talking about Chutz La'aretz. So Tosfos says an amazing thing, that since this is the way they are in Chutz La'aretz, people in Chutz La'aretz are in Eretz Yisrael, are mushpa by what goes on in Chutzlaretz. So if the Americans just believe, and all the movies are just about church, that's just social beliefs, it ends up that that's what they end up believing, in which case that would mean that even in Eretz Yisrael, they're not considered really to be meaning that we have to worry about. So it's all a social scene. To minig avotein b'yadein. Omer of Yosef Arminyumi, Omer of Nachman, a separate. Now, this is not, it sounds like exactly the same thing Rav Nachman said before, but over there, it was an answer to the Mishnah that you don't have to be chayshish for Mina because ain't Mina Bumas. But here, he said it outside of the Mishnah. But stop, you should know. Ain't Mina Bumas, I think, coming. There are no Mina. What is that supposed to mean? There's no halacha of Minas. But why would there be no halacha of Minas? What does he mean? Lamai. Legabe Shchita? I mean, if he is a Min, I mean, if the Mishnah said that even something that was shechted by a Jewish min is considered to be usher, so if we know that an Ovek HaChavim is a min, it would be kosher. An Ovek HaChavim, boy, obviously it would be possible. Ella, maybe what you mean is, ein minim vis-a-vis the halacha of Moridin. Moridin means that if you got a chance to take this guy down, so let's say he goes into a bar or something, you know, make sure that he doesn't get out, you know? And if you can, even push him down into the bar if nobody's looking. So you want to get rid of these guys. So now, if that's the case, if we, you're telling me that we don't do that to an Akum? I mean, if we do it to Yisrael, Hashtad Yisrael Moridin, the Ovdei Kochavimi, boy. I mean, why would there be no minimum in terms of the Din of Moridin? For sure there should be. He's not going to be more chomor, that we're going to be more machbit about not killing him than we would about a Yisrael. Omer Avukva Barchama, what it means is there is one sugya where minus does not have any implications if you're not Jewish. And that's in terms of being able to send a karma. Because surprisingly, if you are a Ben Yisrael and you're a min, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want karbanos from you. Don't send karbanos. And we will not accept that karban. But if you're an Akum and you're a Min, he couldn't care less. Do what you want. And therefore, there's no Minim. And that we learn out of the Pasuk, surprisingly, says Rav Ukva Bar Chama, in terms of being Makabo, a karban from a Min who's an Akum. Take a look at this Braita. And we've already seen this before in Zvachim, the Tanya. Mikem. So what does it say? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yomar taliyam. This is like our opening psukim adam ki akriv mikem korban l'Hashem, etc. Min ha-bema, min ha-bakar. So now, when it says adam ki akriv mikem, so mikem means, well, not all of you, but rather some of you, mikem, v'lo kulchem. So what is the Torah saying I don't want a korban from? I will not accept from all of you. That's lo kulchem. That means that a mumer is possible from giving a korban. Here we're talking about a korban nedava. Remember we spoke about when we had two psukim, one for nedava and one for a chatas. Mikem, and also mikem means, it's only from you that I care, that it should only be from you. But if it's not you, meaning it's goyim, then I don't care. So bachem means, the mikem means bachem chilakti. I only make this distinction between a min and a non-min when it comes to Bnei Yisrael. But lo b'ovdei kochavim, when it comes to ovdei kochavim, I don't care. Let the ovdei kochavim bring a carbon, even if they're meaning. Wait a minute, what am I missing over here? How do you know that's how to read the pasuk? Maybe what it means is, some people of you can bring karbanas, and no people who are not you can bring karbanas. So only a Ben Yisrael can bring a karban, and there only if he's not a min, and nobody else. So demalchika amar, mi Yisrael, I'm willing to be mekabo from tzadikim. Mi tzadiki kabel, so accept their karbanas. But mi rishiyai, lo tekabel. Don't accept from rishayim, but when it comes to a non-Jew, don't accept a karban at all. Maybe that's what it's saying. Why should we accept a carbon? I only want a carbon from Yisrael. No. There's no possible way that it could mean that because we already know from the pasuk of Ish Ish. Lo Savka Daita. The Tanya. When it says, Ish, Ish, we bait Israel, umina gerbi Israel, asher yakriv korbano, etc., etc. So what is this Ish, Ish? So as we learned in Zochim, ma Talmud lomar Ish, Ish, rabot avdei kochavim shenodarim nidarim unidavot ki Israel. So that Ish, Ish tells us, any Ish, whether it's Yisrael or Akum, is perfectly acceptable as a noder or a nodev of a korban nedava, and therefore, if it says over here, mikem, it can't be excluding akum, it could only be excluding minim. And it says specifically, I'm only excluding these minim when it comes to mikem. And therefore, there's no problem of a min who's an akum, which is what Reb Nachman meant. There's a particular sugya where there is no concept of any consequence of minim, and therefore min makes no difference. Something that has to do with a certain set of halachas when it comes to Akum. Now we understand what that set is, the dinim of korbanos. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that the shechita of an Akum is nevela, and it's metama b'masa. Now, isn't that rather obvious that if it's a nevela, it's metama b'masa? So why do you have to mention umetama b'masa, pshita? I mean, you just said it's a nevela. Well, that's what a nevela has a din of. Kivan de nevelai mitama b'masa. So you're just simply repeating something. What's the point if it's a beferish apostolic in the Torah that something that was not shechted properly is mitama b'nevela? Oh, my Rava, no, I'll tell you what the Mishnah is implying, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell me that only zo mitama b'masa. It's this case of the shechitas akum that's metame only b'masa, but there are certain cases where the shechita is metame even b'oel. It's considered to be the equivalent of tamei meis. Now, what would that be? Yesh lecha acheret shi metama afilu b'oel. And what is that other one? Ve'ezo zo takroves avodes kochovim ucho Rabbi Yehuda ben b'teira. If it was actually shechted for purposes of an avodes kochovim, so then even if it was in the house, anything in the house would be betame. It would have the same din as tumas meis. So we're saying that if it's just the shechita of a regular akum, so as we said, we don't have to be chayish that it was actually directly shechted for avodah zarah. But if it were in fact shechted for avodah zarah, it would be metame like a mace. That's one approach. Or there's another approach that Omar Rava, Achi Katani, actually, what it's saying is that it's metama, it's two different things. The way to read it is, the shechita of an akum is nevela. Okay, once you said that, I know the din that it's metama b'masa. Now, when you continue telling me metama b'masa, you're obviously referring to another case. And you're telling me there's another case that's metama b'masa. What's that other case? That would be lead us to the exactly opposite conclusion, what we said before. So in the Ika de Abre, Omar Rava Achi Katani, zo metama b'masa, this is something that is metame b'masa, and there's another case that ends with the word nevela. That's metame b'masa. Now, metame b'masa tells me there's another thing, yishcha acheret, shiikazo. There's something else that's metame b'masa, just like this. And is bedavke not metame b'ohel? What is that? Ve'ezo zo, zo takrovet avodes kochavim, and the Mishnah would dafke be coming to tell me the loka Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira. And it's telling me, bedavke, do not accept the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira. What is this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira? The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira omer, minayin letakrovet avodat kochavim shimitama ba'ohel. Where do we see that if something was actually brought to an avodah zarah, it has a din of a mace? Shineemar, since it says in Tehillim, and it's referring over there to the Chataim of Yisroel in the Midbar, so it says, Vayitzam medula va'al pa'or, vayochlu zivchei meitim, they became attached to Baal Pa'or, and they ended up eating sacrifices from that are dead. So in other words, what it's telling me is that such a thing that had been brought to Pa'or would be like a mate. And just like a mate is metame ba'ohel, So too, the Zivchei Metim, Takroves Avedis Kochavim, is also Metame Be'ehel. So that would be either our Mishnah is actually, according to the first Lashon, Merames to that, that only this is Metame B'masa, but there's of course Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's case, and there it would be Metame Be'ehel, or the Yikri Amre saying just the opposite. This is a Nevela, and there's something else that is more than a Nevela, maybe, but it's still not going to be Metame Be'ohel, and that would be Shalok, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, bringing us now to, Sir Richard. That was your, there we go.
Yes. Zok Be'helaka Mishnah.
Hashochet Balaila V'chena Suma Sheshachat. If you shecht at night, you can't see what you're doing. Or if someone is blind and he shechts, nonetheless, the shechita is kosher. You don't necessarily have to see what you're doing. But, I mean, that means it's kosher b'diavad. You're saying hashochet if somebody did this. But up front, you should be able to see what you're doing in a shechita. So that's mashma davka diavad. Yes, then it's okay. But l'chatchila, you ought to be able to see what you're doing to make certain. But the problem is, take a look at this braita. The braita says, la'olam shochatim. You can check that any time you want. Bein ba'yom, bein ba'layla, bein b'rosh ha'gag, bein b'rosh ha'svina. You could check on the top of a roof, or you could shecht on a boat. And what is the Kiddush over there? Because people might think standing up there on the roof and shechting sure looks like you're trying to communicate with those higher powers. Since you're 40 feet higher, you're obviously much closer to the god it's Mars, you know, than you. So anyway, maybe it's some kind of way to get closer to the Lord. And that's why you're shechting up there on the roof. I mean, what are you doing up there on the roof? And when it comes to a svina, the problem of a svina is that you put something down in order to be mekabel the dam, because you don't want the blood splattering all over your boat, you know, and then you pour it out. Now, wait a minute. Only people who are worshiping idols or something, they're mekabel the dam like they do in the Beis HaMikdash. Kamash malan. That people understand that the context is that you're just trying to keep the boat clean. I mean, that's silly. And therefore, there's no problem of people really being kosher. So you can even shecht l'chatchila in those kind of circumstances. But anyway, it does say shochatim, which means upfront. Like, you don't have to worry about whether it's night or day. That's what you said. Bein b'yom, bein b'layla. Omer of Papa, well, obviously, it makes a difference whether the lights are on, don't you think? I mean, b'yom u'b'layla is referring to that halachic concept. It's not you that you're seeing. We know that certain things are kosher b'yom v'lo b'layla, correct? So, I mean, when it would come to kachin, if you're a shechting kachin, you could only shecht b'yom tzavotza. And therefore, maybe I might think that there's a din that shechita, which we raised at the beginning of the Masechet. I mean, how many dinim of shechita are meant to be parallel to the dinim of shechita when it comes to kachin? So the Mishnah wants to make it very clear. When you're shechting chulin, there's no particular time that you have to shecht. So that's talking about the problem of day or night. It's not talking about the problem of seeing or not seeing. And therefore, the Braita is talking about when the lights are on. Kishavuka kinegdo, and for God's sake, can't you read? I mean, it's so clearly the contextual difference between the Braita and the Mishnah. Daikanami. In the Braita, it says day or night, okay? And here it says blind or dark. I mean, don't you understand? One is in the context of blind, which means you don't know, you don't see. And the other one is just a question whether it's nighttime or it's daytime, but all other situations, such as the number of photons in the air, it's exactly the same because the lights are on, okay? So, Acha Dumyadisuma. So here it was talking about shechting at a time that you are blind. That's what it's saying. And that is a time when the lights are off, or if the shechet is actually blind. Which brings us to tomorrow's Mishnah, and we shall wait till Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.